strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
All right. Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for Big Brother 23, the first live feed update of the season. Very excited to be here. I am, of course, your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me, Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm exhausted, but for the best reasons possible. Big Brother is back, and I just have to say, it really took me back last night to like the old seasons where I used to get so excited about the premiere. Like some people were saying it was boring. I thought it was a really, really amazing premiere. And I'm so excited for this summer. And these live feeds were great last night. So I'm great for the start. It looks really promising.
Yeah. Who's saying it's boring?
I don't know. I'm just like, what else do you want? Like, I don't know. It had everything. It was well paced. Like the twist didn't really bother me. Like I thought it was a really good episode and it was fun to watch.
Yes. And as you mentioned, the feeds last night were interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Things actually happened. And I mean, it was a little bit hard to palette watching it because every single second they would go down and like that music, is that going to be a thing, that music the whole season? Like that might not be my favorite part.
Well, listen, Chantel, we're here to turn it up. We're here to celebrate. And I might die if that's sticking around.
It was so bad. And like, I know that they didn't have a chance to have like the week before where they kind of practice like what they can and cannot say and stuff like that. So I understand why there were so many times the feeds were cutting out, but it was really frustrating to watch because as soon as I'm like, oh, I'm getting engaged in some sort of like conversation, then the key feeds cut and then it would be another scene. I'm like, oh, something good was happening there.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited here, of course. I go live every single morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you guys on everything that happens previous day on the Big Brother live feeds. So we are going to be here all season long for season 23. And it's a good start. It's a good start so far. I'm definitely happy with the premiere. I'm happy with this first night of feeds. Last season, we also had night one feeds. They were very different. Everyone was very hesitant. Nobody really wanted to you know, get into too much game talk. And we ended up, you know, not having a ton to break down the following morning. But, there's a lot to get through today and a lot to try. And it's also different because normally a night one of feeds is different than night one of the game. And so the first update is often trying to figure out like, okay, what's happening? Who's in an alliance? What are the relationships? We're like detectives. Whereas now it's more like, this is what's happening and who knows where it will go from here, but, it's still a bit messy. So, this should be a fun time.
Definitely fun time. And it's kind of like looking and saying, okay, who's talking to each other? And like, who's leaving rooms when people come in? Like, it's just watching people's interactions and kind of deciding like who we think might be in a, maybe be an alliance like tomorrow, as opposed to like kind of already knowing that alliances have happened and just trying to figure out who they're with. So yes, definitely different type of detective work, but I'm here for it.
Yes. So let's get into it. I'm hearing a little bit of an echo, Chantel. I don't know. Maybe that
don't
we can
hear one.
Turn the volume down a little bit or something. So obviously we have Frenchie as our HOH. And that's an interesting place to be here. The first thing I think we realized, so basically I think my strategy here for updating you, again, things are very shifty. They're very nebulous. So I'm going to give you sort of snapshots of different things that happened, mostly the game talk, different conversations that happened that seemed like they might lead to lasting relationships. But I'll tell you, you know, a lot of this is going to be speculation, and a lot of this is going to be like, if you watch this podcast a week from now or 2 weeks from now, you're like,
what were they talking about?
What? These two people liking each other? What do you mean? So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. But I'm going to give you some snapshots of things that were happening. And then I think at the end, we'll kind of run through the list of the cast and just give you a general impression of where they seemed to be mm-hmm. over the first night of feeds here.
Cool.
All right. Ooh. So the first thing that that really stood out is that Alyssa seemed to be having a little bit of trouble here. It reminded me of I feel like there's usually one person that's like just having a rough time when the feeds come on. Vanessa obviously is one of the classic examples of somebody who people had a lot of hopes for Vanessa coming into season 7 and or 17, and then the feeds came on and she was a mess that first night. I was like, but it's not always an indication of future performance, as we saw with Vanessa. I think Alyssa got a little bit sick, and potentially threw up a little bit, and was debating seeing a medic. I think she was just very nervous, very anxious, and just had to kind of chill in the bathroom for a little while. But later in the night, she seemed more than fine, and it was all kind of forgotten.
Yeah, I definitely think it was nerves. I'd heard that they'd been up since about 6 a.m. They probably haven't really eaten anything. Lights, camera, action, adrenaline, all that stuff, and probably terror. Like, nerds, like, you know, you're playing it cool, but, like, I'm sure they're terrified of, like, what they actually are putting themselves through. She does mention at one point to Tiffany that she doesn't want to throw up on the feeds, and Tiffany's like, who cares? If you got to throw up, throw up. And so I think that that also, like, the fact that she's being watched, she's just, like, she obviously hadn't been in that situation before, so it was just a lot of stimulus.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Xavier is going to be the person who spends the most amount of time with her while she's feeling a little bit down. And he's going to be hanging out in the beach chairs in the bathroom, I guess, is what they seem like. They do end up talking a little bit of strategy. He says that it's important to talk to Frenchie early because Frenchie's the one in power, and you want to get in there early to make sure that you you're safe and that you've got something with him. And they talk about they have some kind of bond within the first few hours, or so it seems. It's always interesting, especially because I feel like people are often very quick to exaggerate things, right? And sort of just they've been in the house for a couple of hours. And already they're talking about like, well, we're going to work together and this is, you know, this and these things often change dramatically. But you go immediately to like, I've got your back for this, the rest of this game. Like this is going to be these are going to be our people. Because you can't really do anything less, right? You can't be like, well, I think I kind of like you. So maybe.
Well, you kind of have to go all in. You have to kind of say yes to anybody that's looking like they want to work with you. And then if it's not working later down the road, you're going to have to maybe cut them loose. I definitely felt as though Xavier liked Alyssa a little bit, even though he says he doesn't really want a showmance. He seemed to be really attentive to her needs and like wanting to keep her company. They're also on, I believe, the losing team. So they're both have-nots as well. And so that's probably another reason why they're like, group together, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. And so they talked about potentially forming some kind of alliance, maybe some kind of core four, something along those lines that might be good. Again, we will see if anything comes of this. There are going to be a lot of these conversations that happen and probably very few of them will actually pan out. A lot of times we see in Big Brother people it's kind of like I'm gonna write a book, right? Somebody's like, I'm gonna write a book, And they're like, yeah, I'm going to start writing this book. I'm going to take a break from writing this book. and then it never happens. Like, that's alliance making in Big Brother, especially in the early days where they're like, well, let's, we gotta, or like, you know, let's hang out sometime for sure. We gotta definitely hang out sometime. And it never happens. That happens a lot in Big Brother. So expect a lot of these conversations, a lot of these proposals of potential alliances to end up absolutely going nowhere. But there was one.
What I did like was that Alyssa brought up or asked Xavier if he watched the challenge. And so she does like this genre of television, which that gives me a lot of hope, even though she was sick and seeming like her interviews, she seemed promising, but she kind of seemed a little bit more quiet and more reserved. So I was worried that she might like become a target or whatnot, like more so early on. So the fact that she likes these competitive reality shows, that gave me a lot of hope for her longevity in the game.
Yes. And a lot of these people are fans, and it is refreshing to see. I'm not used to seeing this in a Big Brother US house. It's something that I often see in Big Brother Canada, where like a lot of the people know what they're talking about. But they know what they're talking about, most of them. And it's definitely refreshing. So let's get to Frenchie, because he's the important person here as the HOH. The first person we really see him talking to is Derek F, just briefly in front of the memory wall, talking about really liking Brittany. But then over the course of the night, his primary confidant is going to be Tiffany. And this is something that we kind of anticipated. There are only three parents in the house, and then Frenchie and Tiffany are both the two oldest in the house. And so he was talking with Tiffany very early on when the feeds came up on the couch, saying that he wants to work with her, that they're both older. He mentioned to her that he has no intention of targeting a woman. That's the first thing he thought when he won this HOH. I have no intention of targeting women. He also talked about how he hated Big Brother 21. It frustrated him so much watching, you know, Ovi and Kemi and the way that they were treated, and that he does not want this season to go that way. He has no intention of targeting people of color either. And so right away, we got a pretty good glimpse at who he might target, because that doesn't leave a lot of people left over.
No. And definitely you could tell throughout the whole evening that he was kind of standing back from three particular people. He wasn't really being as engaged, because you could tell when he's with Tiffany, he's just like, he felt good. Like, he was happy. Like, they're kind of talking about strategy a little bit. And then Brent was like following around him around the kitchen at one point, and he didn't seem to want to engage with him at all. So it seemed like maybe he might make the shortlist, Brent, at least. Yeah.
It was a little bit like a logic puzzle. Like, if Frenchie will not nominate a woman or a person, like, and he wants to go after a showman's,
what color is his house?
Yeah. So he also mentioned that he is already feeling like he's picking up on a potential showman's that's forming. Tiffany mentions that she feels like the jocks might be coming together. And he says, yes, the showmance that I've seen feels like it's coming from those people. And so we didn't quite know who that showmance was at this time. We later learn that he is talking specifically, it seems, about Brent, and that he is trying to put a stop to any potential Brent showmances.
Who is Brent trying to get in a showmance with? Is it Whitney? Because Whitney...
I think it's Whitney, but I think that's a bad read by Frenchie.
Well, okay. So Whitney and him, though, do seem to have... Like, he does seem to flirt with her kind of a little bit. And Whitney, at another point, was saying many times to Frenchie, being like, hey, like, you know, I'm so happy that you're HOH and you're married. Like, there's not going to be any, like, mistaking, like, flirting or stuff like that. And so... I don't know if that's because she knows that Frenchie wants to be the showman's killer, and like that's kind of seemingly Whitney's strategy. And so I think that it could be Whitney that Brent and her, like Brent and her have a little thingy thing.
Yes. So Brent appears to be somebody that he is eyeing as a potential showmancer, and he wants to be the showman's killer. and so That is where his head is at right away. We do see that Claire obviously knows the game, knows that she needs to get in with the HOH. She is going to try and fail a couple of times to get in with him and have a conversation with him. And he just doesn't seem to open up with her too much at first. It's not going to be until later that he ends up talking more with her about his plans. But you can very easily tell with Frenchie who he likes and doesn't like, or who he is interested in or not interested in. And at first, he really did not seem to be that into Claire. But again, later on in the night, it was kind of like, okay, he opened up more. And in general, it seems pretty clear. Frenchie is about the women, primarily the women. He'll talk to all the women. The guys, he is a lot more guarded with. Apart from perhaps Derek F. So that is, again, where Frenchie's head is at. He is very much in that sphere of, I'm with the women, I'm with people of color. That is my thing. And he's going to talk about it a lot throughout the night.
So I love where he's going. I love what he's doing with HOH for the most part. I think he may be talking a little bit too much about his plans. Even just saying, like, I don't plan on targeting a woman. Like, all the men's, their back's going to come up. And, like, and then if he hears, like, oh, and potentially not a man of color either, like, the three people, I think it's only three people that kind of fall into that category, there's going to be two of them that stick around. And they are potentially people that could be winning these competitions next round, and they're not in your group. So I would just have maybe just kept it a little bit more hush if I were Frenchie, even though I like what his plans are potentially.
Mm-hmm. So we got, again, just some highlights here and there. Watching Travis on the feeds. Travis, just, I feel like, just pepper in some details about it. Travis is a guy who says the bee's knees unironically.
I don't think I saw very much of Travis last night. He was in the diary room, I think, when the feeds came on. And then the next time I saw him, I think, was in the room with Derek X, Kind, and Christian later on. I didn't hear him say that, but
yeah, it was something
is
like
he a fan? Like, I don't know what
like
his deal.
Like, oh yeah, that would be it would be the bee's knees if we got one of these. I was like, okay, it's we're bringing it back, bee's knees.
Maybe he's from Hawaii, right? Maybe this is some Hawaii like slang. They like going back to like the 50s or the 60s with some of their, slang.
Yeah. Right. all right. So Tiffany is going to talk with Whitney as well. And they talk about who they would have targeted if they were HOH. Tiffany and Whitney both say that they would have targeted weaker competitors. Maybe a backdoor of a stronger competitor. But Tiffany's kind of like, really? Like, right away? You do a backdoor? Whitney says, hey, alliances form quick. If you don't see one, you're not in it. And Tiffany agrees. Again, they all know the game. They know what they're doing. They're all paranoid. All of them. Travis, Christian, all of them talked about, like, where's the alliance? I'm not in one. Was it? I know one is coming. I need to. Where is it? Which I'm very pleased about. Very pleased about. They talked about that. And Tiffany mentioned that, hey, they should get together with Frenchie. They're all parents. They should form some kind of core three of some sort. Lots of cores going on. They talked about that. Whitney suggests, hey, what if we add Brittany to this alliance? I love Brittany. Tiffany's like, which one is Brittany again? She's like, the short one. She's like, yeah. But which short one? She's like, she's just like me. She's like the copy of me. She's like, yep. But which is like future teacher. Okay. Okay.
Now, okay, I was trying to figure out here if, because Tiffany is doing even better than I was anticipating that she was going to do. I really liked her in her preseason, and I was obviously rooting for the older person in the cast. And I think that she's actually, everybody seems to want to talk to her, seems to want to work with her, and nobody seems to want to target her. So I'm just trying to figure out whether she actually likes Whitney or not. Like, I know that she wants to pull together this, like, a parent alliance, and, you know, Frenchie does come in and, like, you know, they're trying to solidify that. But I was just trying to figure out if she actually wants to work with Whitney, because Whitney seems a little bit of a loose cannon. Like, I would be a little bit worried about working with Whitney.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that perhaps she even saw it a little bit, because she talks with Whitney about this. Hey, it should be like us three. Yeah, we could add a Brittany or something, and we should probably get like a strong competitor on board, but like, we should be the core. And then literally as they were discussing it, Frenchie shows up and Whitney's like, so Frenchie, we were thinking us four with Brittany and then maybe another person. And Tiffany's like, well, yes, those people, but I was, yes, definitely thinking like the three of us as parents should stick together. And it's like Tiffany, Whitney, like, kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Kind of, you know, is already sort of like inviting other people. You know, we'll see if that actually means anything. But Whitney is definitely an interesting person to look at here, as Tiffany wants to bring her in, but Whitney doesn't seem to be bringing a lot to the table at the moment. And I'm definitely curious to see where that goes.
I think that Whitney might be bringing a little animosity to the table, because she has some sort of friction with Derek X. So I don't think we saw what has happened, but it seems as though they're not liking each other. And I'm wondering if that's going to blow up into something bigger, because it's the first night, first few hours. Nothing really should bother you in the first night. Like, you can do whatever you want. We're here in the house. Like, maybe later on you could be annoyed by some of these things. So I'm worried, like Whitney, I'm worried for her.
Yes. Derek X, it describes her as a bit standoffish. And then Whitney has, so you mentioned this, Whitney talks with Frenchie and she says, I'm really glad you're married, because that means we can be friends. And she was like, you know what I mean.
And I think Frenchie was just like, okay. Maybe she plans on flirting, because I do think that that is her, part of her strategy is to find some sort of male companionship. And so maybe just to be like, Frenchie, don't think that if I'm ever flirting with you that I'm trying to like get with you. It's just like how I am. But then it also led to Frenchie wanting to start cleaning up in the kitchen. And she's like, no, don't do that. Like, you gotta leave that for Derek X. Like, he didn't do anything before. And he's like, well, like, maybe some people.
That's how she said it.
Thank you.
Like, okay, sorry. Maybe that's why Derek X finds her a little bit standoffish.
So, I mean, to be creating some enemies right off the bat, I don't think it's a good look for her. And I don't feel like Frenchie really cares for her that much, but he's holding his cards back a little bit with Whitney, I find. Mm-hmm.
Frenchie did like the idea, of course, says he likes the idea of the parent thing, but it doesn't really go too much further there. Alyssa, once she sort of gets her bearings, is going to talk with Frenchie and bond with him about being a fan of the show. I did talk about in the preseason how I wanted Frenchie to be open about his fandom, because I feel like it's one of the few things he can connect with people on. And I feel like that is true so far, there's not a lot that he can relate to other people with, other than the fact that he is a parent, he's a fan of the game. We're going to see another person that I thought might have difficulty relating to others in the house, just based on things that were in their bio and their interviews. Brent, who doesn't really have a lot in common with a lot of the people in the house, really has to stretch to have a conversation with Frenchie in the pantry. He's like, so my uncle owns a farm. I've like been to it. Like, there's nothing there for him.
And they're just like opening up cupboards, looking. Were they looking for bottles of water? And just like, oh, they're just opening up these cupboards.
And Frenchie is making Big Brother references and jokes. Frenchie is like, I don't remember if it was specifically with Brent, but it was with one of the bros. He was like, I can never eat a watermelon in this house.
It was Brent.
I like watermelon, but it was ruined for me a couple of years ago. And they had no idea what he was talking about. And so it's again, like that's Frenchie's in with a lot of people. And it's Alyssa's in with Frenchie. And she talks to him about how big a fan she is, and really plays hard on the like, I can't believe how not big a fan other people are, and it's a good in. It's a good in with Frenchie, who, you know, he's got his showman's radar up, and other people are concerned that Alyssa might go into a showman's, so she needs to do what she can to get in with him, especially because Frenchie right away is talking about like, oh, Alyssa, you're in probably the best spot. Everybody loves you. It's like, since when? What do you mean? But that's also like a precursor to like, I'm going to put you up as a pawn. So that was very dangerous for her. And I feel like she did a pretty good job here of like being like, hey, I may not be who you think I am. I'm a big fan of the show. We are together in the fandom.
Yeah, and how she was relating it. She really even told a story about on her 21st birthday. She went to, I think, L.A., and she ended up at the same club that Jessica, what's her last name? Jessica Graf. Was at, Graf. And, you know, I think that was like really puts a twinkle in Frenchie's eyes, because he related back with the story about like really loving Rockstar and being like friends with her in the Big Brother community. So I think she did a good job with knowing how to use what part of herself just to get in with Frenchie a little bit more, because it does seem like this is how he's relating to people. And so she does have some points. Like, I got some star points here. Come on, Frenchie. Like, I'm good too. Like, I'm a big fan. Like, you like me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Frenchie did talk about how there is one person from Big Brother that he would defend to the end, no matter what anybody said. And that person is Rockstar. She is his favorite. He has talked with her. He has bought art from her partner, and was about to have it tattooed on his body before he got the call for the show. And Rockstar is his Rockstar. That was me, not him.
Much. I didn't know what he was talking about, the tattoo. I was like, I heard him say the tattoo, and I'm like, I didn't rewind to find out what he was actually talking about. I didn't know it was that. And I did also hear that preseason that he named after his, one of his children after Robin Cass. So he's a big fan. Dedication.
Hannah is going to talk with Frenchie briefly prior to a later conversation. Hannah, I was pretty impressed with. She has this conversation with Frenchie. It's all small talk, but she is like rapid fire with the small talk questions, asking him about sports, asking him about different things. And she's just very good at keeping a conversation up. Just a small thing to note about Hannah, that again, she is, I think, the youngest person in the house, but she so far does not seem it at all, which is a good thing. Nor, and you know, I think the same thing goes for Tiffany and even Frenchie to a degree, the oldest people in the house. They don't necessarily seem that much older, because they're in reality not. but sometimes people seem way older, even though they're not, because of how the dynamics of Big Brother work. But so far, everyone is on a decently level playing field in terms of social interaction, which has been good to see.
I wonder if it's going to change how Frenchie is structured in the game, for the fact that he's kind of eliminating out many people from the equation of potentially being nominees. Because usually people would be going up and kind of pitching themselves and trying to like keep themselves off the block. But if they know, like, if the women get wind that he's most likely not targeting them, they might not try so hard to build any relationships, and he might not set himself up as well as he could if he kept that information to himself. So I hope that he still uses his HOH to really, you know, put things in place for weeks ahead. But I'm worried that because he has pretty clear targets, that he's not going to use it to his best advantage.
Yeah, I agree, actually. He is very open about the fact he has told, I believe, every single woman in the house at this point that he has no intention of targeting a woman, and that he is very strict about that. Now, he's not necessarily said that that's going to be something that he continues to do all season long, but it's still definitely something that seems like a very strong statement to make. There's no way he can go back on it at this point, no. The way that he's talked about it. So it really does. He's given up a lot of the power of being an HOH in the first week, is that you, like, people feel the need to include you in things just in case. There's not as much of a need for the women to include Frenchie right now, which is a good thing for them, because if they don't need to, they shouldn't. Including the first HOH in your plans in week one is a recipe for disaster, because they're the person most likely to be set up the best. And so if you don't need them, then you should try to limit their power as much as possible. And I think we are kind of seeing that, not to mention the fact that, you know, for as much as Frenchie wants to keep the women around, he's not going to be able to relate to them as well as they can each other. And so he's going to probably be kind of the odd one out in any situation where there is a group of women working together plus Frenchie. And that's probably not the best place for him to be either. So I don't love the way that he has gone about the strategy here, even though I can appreciate perhaps his motives. But we'll talk a little bit more about, again, like the motives and the way that he goes about it as well. Sarah is also going to talk. Sarah Beth is going to talk with Frenchie a little bit. They have a fine conversation. Derek X is going to come onto the stage here with Kyland. They seem to be a bit of a duo here, a strategic pair, talking about the people that they like, which was very exciting to see at first. But then they started talking about who they like. And they do not seem to be in a great position here. They mostly like the guys, particularly Travis, and some of the other guys. And again, that's not the best place to be right now in this house this week, considering that the guys are likely to be targeted and they should probably be looking elsewhere. Kylan does mention that he likes Claire. She's his captain. She's amazing. And he also thinks that Tiffany is amazing and Azza is cool. This is when Derek X talks about how he finds his captain, Whitney, a little standoffish. And Whitney, by the way, when she was talking about Derek X, she said, Derek, you know, little Derek. Yeah.
There's definitely, I mean, thank goodness they're on the same team. Well, could he nominate her if he wanted to, from his own side? Like, if he went ahead of
household? You can't, no, your team is safe.
So at least they're both safe from each other, because, but like definitely couldn't get somebody else to maybe do his dirty work. But I don't think that they're going to work out. They're not like each other at all.
Yeah. We see the bros are going to chat a bit. Derek X, Kylan, Travis, Christian, Brent is definitely one of the bros. Like, all of those people are on the bro-y side of things. We have Derek F, who is not so much a bro, more of a social butterfly at the moment. We have, of course, Frenchie, who is the HOH. And then, who is the other guy that I am missing here? Xavier, I don't think Xavier really has been linked to any major group at the moment either. He's definitely in danger of being linked with the jocks, so to speak. But he did not spend too much time with them. So, there's, you know, I'm not sure where Xavier is going to land at the moment.
Speaking of Xavier, do you remember when he was still in the room with, in the bathroom with Alyssa, and he's lying on that little daybed thing, and Whitney comes in and gives, like, lays on top of him to give him a hug. And she was there for like I don't know, 30 seconds, maybe a minute. And then he found a reason to get up and leave. But he'd been in the washroom for like 3 hours. I was like, he definitely does not want to be linked to any sort of show beds. Like, I think that he's like, oh, okay, that's my cue. I don't want to, you know, look like I'm getting in with Brittany as well. Or Whitney, sorry.
Yes. Well, speaking of Derek F, we did have a brief conversation, a couple of brief conversations between Derek F and Alyssa, that they have some kind of low key strategic connection that they're trying to make. And now again, these things happen a lot, especially these things where they start talking about, hey, nobody would suspect us working together. You're on that side. I'm on this side. We can share information. We can do this. Like, everybody wants to be Danielle and Jason. Actually pulling it off is another thing, because what usually happens is you get close to the people that are on your side, and you forget about your whole thing. So we'll see where it goes. They linked up a couple of times throughout the night to discuss this whole nobody would suspect us thing. We do know that Alyssa talked about wanting this specifically. Somebody that she was not publicly linked to, so that she can get information from other angles of the house. Derek F also warned her about Derek X and Travis and the guys and how they've been hanging out. So one Derek after another.
I know, right? It's juicy. I really like Derek F, but I'm worried that he also might be talking a little bit too much. He definitely, you know, he's kind of playing up. It seems like, oh my God, I'm so excited to be here. I just want to make jury. And so that could work to his favor, but it does also seem, Claire brought it up a couple times, I believe it was to Frenchie, that, hey, we should just get out the people that don't really want to be here, that are not super fans. And so I'm wondering if some of his talk might get him in trouble a little bit later when they're looking for people to target. I don't think Frenchie's going to target him, but I mean, down the road, him being like, oh, you know, I'm just happy to be here, and kind of putting that sentiment out. I want him to kind of reel it in a little bit and be a little more tactical when he has conversations with people.
Yeah, Derek F is out here on night one talking about how I just don't want to lie in this game, and I just feel like I don't care. I don't care about winning as much as I'll be loyal in the finals. So, you know, I would want to bring my friends. Like, what are you doing, dude? It's night one. He also says he is going to have a conversation with, let's see, it's going to be Christian later on, where he says something very similar to what he said with Alyssa. Hey, we're going to be on both sides. We can, sort of, nobody would suspect us. And I'm like, oof. Like, you don't need a lot of these, and you definitely shouldn't be saying the same thing to multiple people, especially on night one. Derek F, definitely a potential overplayer, I think, but you never know. It could be successful. I'd say potential for overplayer. And if he pulls it off, hey, it'll be fun.
I think that if he does really well, it'll be the people around him are going to be like, you know, corralling him more so. I think if it was all up to him, he'd probably overplay.
Yeah. So we are also going to see that Travis and Derek X are going to talk a bit. They talk about, they like Claire, and talk about some of the people that they like. Travis mentions that because Derek X likes Brent. But Travis says, hey, I've kind of noticed that Brent and Christian, they seem tight. They seem tighter than other people. And they're kind of following each other around a bit. And this is, again, it's like 2 hours. where are these ideas? What do you mean they're tighter than you? You just met these people. Like, this is not set in stone. This is nebulous. You can change. If they're tighter than you, you can change that. It is what it is. But it seems like Travis not super on board with the Christian or the Brent side of things, despite the broiness, despite it seeming like they should be getting along. There's something off about the relationship between Travis and Christian. Christian is later going to talk to Brittany. And echo that sentiment that he feels like people probably that the casting probably expected him to get along with Travis, but.
I mean, I prefer that, you know, if Travis kind of gets out of that bro group. I just haven't really seen that much of Travis to really kind of get, like, understand where he's coming from. He doesn't seem like he's a fan. And I think that this is probably the first time that he hasn't really felt comfortable in his surroundings. And so I guess that's what we're watching him is just trying to, like, figure out, like, who do I like? How do I make friends here? Like, it doesn't seem like he's doing a good job as kind of fitting in as he was expecting. So I'm happy that he's not broing down with the Christians and the Brents. But I just do hope that he doesn't just become a casualty because he's not really connecting with anybody that much.
Yes. The people he is, the people he are, bro, people he is,
people he is growing down with.
This is what happens when I don't get enough sleep. I don't know how to talk anymore.
Did you sleep at all? Actually,
just a few hours. He is growing down with some people, and those people are Derek X and Kyland in particular. He would like to form some kind of core three.
Stop it!
It's not my fault. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones saying it.
Come on, like, guys. There should be, like, a training manual for, like, creating alliances and, like, words that you cannot use.
They understand that's how, like, that is the new meta of Big Brother in their fans, and they understand that you make a core and then you expand from there. It's the Onion Alliance. But core three of himself, Derek X, and Kyland. And then Derek X is going to talk about, like, well, what we can do from there is if we each grab one person, then we bring in these extra people. Like, yes, that's how it works. In the meantime, Frenchie is going to talk a lot about how is Frenchie he doesn't like stereotypes. He doesn't like when people prejudge other people for how they look. Especially when people are judging him, he feels like the most hurtful stereotype is the people from the South are racist, and he doesn't want to be judged like that. He doesn't like Donald Trump, and his best friend is a black gay man, so he's not what people might think, and he says that he's learned a lot from Rockstar.
I mean, I was really happy to hear that. I wasn't sure if it was just a play when he was choosing Derek onto his team and saying that, like, oh my God, you remind me of my best friend. I wasn't sure if he was just saying that. So the fact that he kind of doubled down on that fact, like, he really has changed my mind as who I thought he might be. He's definitely is way more inclusive than I was expecting him to be. So that's definitely my own judgments coming in, and, like, he has proven them wrong so far. So I do appreciate how he's handling some of these aspects of his head of household, because definitely breaking down some stereotypes here, 100%. Mm.
Yes. It's from my perspective, it's like I'm glad you feel this way, Frenchie. But also, it's not entirely about you. So,
well, he's HOH, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Derek X is going to talk to Frenchie a little bit about being stereotyped, and Frenchie make sure to mention to Derek X just how much season 20 it pissed him off. It made me so mad. Season 21. Okay. Frenchie and Derek F talk a bit about how a muscle guy needs to go, but which one? It's going to be Frenchie.
Really, I know he's gonna go, but he's on one. I've had many drafts. I don't know why I'm in so many drafts this season, but he's on one of my drafts, and I'm just like, I don't want to lose the first person the first week. You know,
you guys,
Christian wasn't drafted on my team. I'm like, team game. Come on.
Frenchie is gonna talk with Sarah Beth, Tiffany, and Brittany. Says, I think I have a plan. Not 100%, but I think I have a plan. It's a true backdoor. Not just a backdoor. A true backdoor. And I'm like, I'll get off of Twitter, Frenchie. Oh, my God. This true backdoor. Who cares whether they played in the veto or not? Nobody cares.
But like, how are they going to like? So is it just that he's like, what if he plays in the veto? Like, how can he? He can't guarantee that it's going to be a true backdoor.
Yeah,
because they're not picking the people playing for the veto.
I think for the most part he was just like a planned backdoor was probably what he was referring to. But he says he wants two pawns. And he wants to take somebody out that will beat them all and take the $750,000 from them. Sarah immediately is like, well, yeah, but you don't, you know, this early in the game, especially, you don't want to put up two people that you feel good with that you actually want to work with because you don't know what might happen, right? Tiffany immediately kind of rebuts the argument like, nah, it's so early. This is the best time to do it. Nobody would be offended. And Frenchie's like, exactly. And Sarah's like, yeah, okay, sure. Alyssa ends up coming in and, he mentions that again, under no circumstances will he put a woman on the block. Tiffany suggests forming some kind of big alliance to help make this happen. Frenchie is down for it. He says, if he's going to make a big move, make a big splash, he's going to want numbers on his side. That's kind of, the deal here.
Yes. I mean, it's the right thing to do. You know, make sure that you gotta set, if you have a specific target, like you kind of do have to set up having your numbers. But I do think that the way that he's playing it, he's not still setting himself up. And so I want him to do this, but I want him to do it better. So I'm hoping that, you know, Tiffany will come around and be like, hey, like, you should maybe make a deal with this person and maybe have him, like, you know, promise safety that you're not going to put them up. And I don't know, just like, I hope that he doesn't just dictate like, hey, we're in a big alliance now. I am the king of this big alliance and this is who we're taking out. I hope that he still tries to make some good bonds and connections with the big alliance and so that he's protected later on.
Exactly. He needs something to connect him to the people that he wants to work with. That's more than just your women. Right? Because that's not going to be enough. Like, he needs to have a personal relationship with them. And now he does, I think, with Tiffany. I think he is connected with her. They're both parents. He might be able to connect with Whitney on the parent thing. But beyond those, he's had a little bit of a conversation with Alyssa about being fans. But like, those conversations are a bit more surface. The conversations with Sarah Beth, the conversations with Hannah, they've all been a little bit more surface. And the reason that he's protecting them, that he's giving them, is that they're women. And I think I can only imagine the response would be, that's great. I love that. I appreciate that. Next week.
Who are you?
Oh, a man just won? Did you hear what Frenchie said about the women thing, though? Because there's no personal investment to keeping him safe. Because their friends, the people that they get along with best, are the ones that they're going to want to work with long term. And so he's going to need to make those more personal connections that are deeper than just this sort of surface level. This is what your identity is. But, you know, he might get there. We'll see. Frenchie is going to talk with Xavier as well. He's going to sort of give Xavier, he's going to give everybody this feel about how woke he is. It's fine. I mean, it's better than the alternative, right?
Absolutely. I'm here for it. It's great. It's, I'm fine with it.
Frenchie says he really wants to teach people not to judge a book by its cover when it comes to him, because he's not what. Yeah. Xavier says, you know, look, I appreciate because and this is not something that we saw, but Xavier says that he appreciates that Frenchie went out of his way to make sure that people were using the correct pronouns, that everybody was comfortable with the pronouns that they were using with them. And Xavier went on to sort of talk about how why that's important and stuff like that. And again, it's like, I like this cast in general. They, are definitely, it's definitely not something that you're used to in a Big Brother US cast, that, they're being careful about, pronouns and, respectful about like all kinds of different things. It's nice to see.
definitely nice to see, especially coming off of Big Brother Canada. That was a pretty diverse season. And so we really haven't seen this much diversity in Big Brother US that I can think of anyways. And it's nice to see that, at least on the first night, that everybody's just so considerate. And, you know, because I'm sure that CBS is worried that, like, you know, it's just too much going on and, like, maybe things are going to erupt. And so it's just right now, it just seems that everybody's really happy to be there and really respectful of everybody's backgrounds and who they are. So I love it. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Good direction for sure.
Yes. So Claire, Hannah, and Azza, they're going to be chatting up in the HOH room, and there's a chemistry there. With three of them, and Azza's later going to tell Brittany that she feels good about those two. I really expect this to be some kind of group that works together. And they speculate that Alyssa might want to might get into a showmance with maybe Travis, maybe Christian. You know, they're not sure. But Alyssa doesn't quite seem to be somebody that they're super interested in working with at the moment. Again, because they kind of expect her to be getting into some kind of showmance. None of them want to get into a showmance, and they talk about that. Azza also mentions that they talk about different games that they don't like. And Azza says, "I don't like that that rat game, that rat floater, like Andy.
Nah, oh,
that's not me."
I was like, what game? And you're like, Rad, I'm thinking of Jordan Parhaus, like sleeping in like that mole. Like, so that's what I'm thinking of when you're saying this. But I definitely do not like the Rad Floater game at all. Sorry, Andy.
So they're talking about that. This is when Christian and Brittany as well talk about, this is when he talks about Travis. They also talk about, he says he likes Big D, which is what they've been calling Derek F. And Azza, and she asked him, if you had to pick like five people, who would be your people? And I felt like he played this actually pretty well. He didn't really give her any names. In fact, the only name he gave her was the Travis thing. He sort of distracted her from that question by giving her this Travis information. And if it's true, that's not great because he's giving her ammunition. If it's not true, if it's kind of just like a great way to distance himself from the other bro in the house, that's kind of good. We'll see where it was. I kind of feel like it was true though. Again, it's reciprocated on the other side. Brent is going to talk with Christian a little bit. Christian is concerned that he might be targeted because of his performance in the challenges. And Brent says that he feels like, I feel like I'm not on Frenchie's radar.
Not a good read, but not.
I feel
a
like
read.
he was the only person all night who was like, yeah, I don't think.
I mean, I think he must just have go through most of his life being kind of the cool kid or the popular kid or something for him to not even suspect that it could possibly be him on his radar. It must be that, like, his charm always works, because to me, I mean, I do agree with Christian. As soon as like that competition was over and like we're doing like the end of the episode, I was like, yep, okay, Christian's going on the block. Like, that's who I just thought immediately I would probably be targeting if I were in that house. So I thought that he was going to be in danger for his performance. Exactly. But just with how things are going down and his like friend's interaction with Frenchie, I'm like, you think that was good? Like, it wasn't good at all. So yeah, he's definitely misreading the situation big time.
Yeah. And I will say, I feel like Brent is not the target here. I feel like Brent has not really shown himself to be all that capable socially. And I feel like Christian is a bit more capable socially. In addition to that, I do think that, I mean, Christian performed really well in those competitions. I think that Christian could be a force in this game. Not only physically, but I mean, thinking back to his intro on the premiere, he talked about like, I've got nothing to do here. I make my own fun. He has all kinds of like these little games that he plays, carnival kind of games. Yeah. Those are exactly the kinds of things that are going to happen. They're going to show up on Big Brother. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember him talking through like like the strategy of picking a certain person for a certain thing or is going a certain way. He thinks very strategically when it comes to challenges. And he is probably somebody that is very skilled. He practices hand-eye coordination, that sort of thing. He is somebody to watch out for in these competitions. And I think that now is a great time to take him out if you are Frenchie. I think that Brent is not as big of a threat. And I don't think that the showman's thing is something to be all that concerned about. When it comes to Brent, I think Christian is just as capable of being in a showman's, if not more. So, you know, I really feel like Christian is probably the better initial target here, but to each their own.
I have a question though about, Christian's performance. What happened in that last, it didn't seem like anybody was moving. Like, how did it fall? I believe it was two times when he ran to the buzzer, his blocks fell. I thought I was slowing it down. I'm trying to watch, did somebody twitch? Like, what happened there? I don't know why it kept on falling.
I still don't know. I mean, I never went back and rewatched it because, you know, the feeds were, there was actually stuff to watch. I'm not sure. But I mean, again, like I feel like he probably had the fastest time in the puzzle part. And then he finished the second puzzle the fastest, beamed it to that buzzer, and it was his team that let him down multiple times. And so we already know that he's good at puzzles. He was the first person to puzzle out the strategy in the puzzle. He is definitely very physical. So somebody to watch out for. And still could be going home this week if, depending on how the veto plays out, I don't think Brent is like a locked in target for sure. All Christian needs to do is, spend too much time in the hammock with a woman Frenchie Fessy will be like, hey, be like, no, you're now in the showman. So, we'll see.
I do feel like Christian's going to win the veto, though. I do think he's going to be a little comp beast, especially since you're mentioning that he's familiar with random type carnival games. Like, I think he's just going to be good at everything.
Yeah. We then got Brittany and Whitney talked a bit. They are definitely, when Whitney brought up Brittany, that's going to be interesting. To Tiffany, she mentioned that like Brittany is like me, like a clone of me. And so when they talked, they seemed like they had already bonded a bit, and that they were already kind of with each other. We didn't get much of them talking over the course of the night, but it seems like there's something there. Brittany in general seeming to do pretty well. She has Frenchie liking her a lot. She has Whitney. She's later going to talk to Azza. She had that talk with Christian. She is in a pretty decent spot right now. Some people forgetting who she is here and there, but that's not the worst thing in the world. A lot of people seem to like her. And she's also, I think this is important. She's not afraid to speak up and ask questions and interrogate and be involved. She's not necessarily super content just to, hang out. Be forgotten. So I think Brittany is one to look out for here as well.
I'm surprised by how well received she's been, because before the actual episodes, the season started, I was just kind of like, oh, she's kind of high energy. That might not work to her advantage all the time. It depends on obviously the temperament of the people in the house. And the fact that she's really doing a good job with really fitting in. And so I'm really happy with how she's doing, because I was a little bit nervous for her. So I have higher hopes than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. So then again, Derek F and Christian talk about being on opposite ends. They study the memory wall. Frenchie is going to go up and tell that Azza, Claire, and Hannah trio that he is going for the showmances. He says, hey, don't you get into a showmance, because I'm gunning for them. And they're like, we were just talking about that. We don't want to do any showmances. And so he lets them know that he thinks Brent is the one going for the showmans. He asks them for suggestions for pawns, for his backdoor plan. He says that, this is his big play here. He's a fan of the game. He wants to make big splashes. He wants to make good TV. He doesn't want the show to be canceled. He's like, you like Dan's funeral. You remember that. Like, and I'm not saying this is going to be like Dan's funeral, but like, I want something, right? And so this is his big thing. He wants to have Brent write him a nomination speech. Like, hey, can you help me out with this? Can you help me write this speech? And then when he puts Brent up on the block as the backdoor target, he wants to use the speech that Brent wrote to nominate him. And he's like, it's like Dan's funeral, like the eulogy to Dan's funeral. And we don't have to call it the eulogy, but like, I got to kick the season off with a bang.
Oh my gosh. That is savage. Oh my, I didn't hear this. That was my honest first time reaction. Like that, I mean, that will make very great TV, but that is cruel. Like, there's just no need to go for the jugular like that. I mean, if he doesn't, I would love to watch it. I don't think it's great for his game in the long run. But wow, like that's.
I mean, I've got to, you know, I've talked about some of the connections that I talked about preseason that have played out, but I've got to give Melissa some credit on this one because I doubted when she was concerned about Frenchie like playing for Twitter, playing for the fans too much. I was kind of like, would that really happen though? But that was a spot on concern for Frenchie. This guy is all about the image and playing for the fans here. So you know. Good call.
Wow. Like that's definitely a good call. That's not necessarily great for anybody that he's in alliance with. If like he's only doing things for the cameras and for the fans, that he's not necessarily doing what is best for himself in the game. And if he's not doing what's best for himself in the game, that could also really fracture like his actual alliances. So Tiffany might, you know, just being attached to him, might get some shrapnel, like, you know, with people start to try to target Frenchie. So this is dangerous territory.
It's also because, you know, Frenchie being this reactive to potential fan perception, what if there's a poll? What if there's a poll for, like, yeah, who just, like, gets the thing? Who's the favorite? What if, let's say he targets Brent and then, you know, it doesn't work out. Brent survives. Brent is now the underdog. Brent becomes the underdog fan favorite of the season, wins a fan vote. Does Frenchie go, you know what? I think I'm wrong about Brent, actually. Like, women who?
Yeah, I mean, he would definitely would latch onto him and just hope that he could, like, dig himself out of that hole. But I don't know, because like it's hard to judge what he's going to be doing if he's actually just playing for the fans. Okay, I'm still interested in watching, but now it just kind of takes me to a whole new level as to why he's doing everything. I feel like everything is calculated now for that reason.
And I'm down for it. Like if he wants to win the first HOH, go for this big backdoor move and like make huge splashes, I don't care if it's good for his game or not. If he wants to please me, I'll be pleased. You know, like I'm down.
Wait, he's on your team, wasn't he? Is he your first draft?
No. He went undrafted.
Frenchie went undrafted. Okay, I'm thinking
it. Yeah. I'm down for it. Let's go. So he also, he then goes on, in addition to this, he had another idea, which was, what if I, like, we could do Skittles? What if but I wouldn't give Skittles to the, I would only give Skittles to the men, and then the Skittles would determine who was the pawn, and Hannah's just like, no, don't do that. Just gonna piss everyone off. And I was like, Hannah!
Like, you're ruining a good TV. Don't be rational.
Derek X, Kylan, and Travis are going to get together and talk a little bit more about their core and their plan of, you know, grabbing one person, which is like, great. I love the plan. It's a very successful formula. But you got to have those people. You can't just talk about it. So get on it.
Yeah, they're kind of only just hanging out with themselves in that mm-hmm. little room. And so I want to see them a little more interaction. Like, okay, we got it. Derek X, Kylan, you guys are besties. Like, you're looking out for each other. And then with the three of you, like, yes, we get it. Kylan has a really great smile and great eyes. Like, okay, we got it. So, like, start interacting with other people in the house because people are doing that for sure.
Yes. So Brittany and Azza are going to talk a bit later as well. She's asking Azza, hey, there are five people that you feel good about. Who would those people be? And Azza mentions that she feels good with Claire and Hannah. She also likes Frenchie, obviously. And Brittany says, I like you. I would love to work with you. Maybe we can bring in some kind of alliance together. Brittany wants, an alliance called the Slaughterhouse, because she wants just like a brutal, like, let's go for an alliance. And I was like, man, if we have an alliance named, the Slaughterhouse, we gotta be covered in blood for that. She's like, yeah, exactly. And so Brittany mentions that she also likes Tiffany. She says,
yeah,
what
they
if
should
we
bring her into the Slaughterhouse if they want to be covered in blood. Right.
she said, what if we had something like Tiffany, Claire, Hannah, Whitney, and then, you know, maybe us too, something along those lines. And so, this is another, again, potential thing being discussed here. There are a lot of people, there's definitely potential for a big alliance between a lot of the women, Frenchie, and Derek F. Like, there really could be something that forms there, but there are a lot of different subcategories of it. So they haven't all come together, and a lot of them are very concerned. This whole bomb squad thing, right? Big Brother 16, a lot of them have seen it. Everyone is concerned about being the Devon and bringing in, like, oh, we can't have too many people in our alliance. No, it's actually, and nobody wants to be grateful either. Nobody wants to be grateful. but big alliances are successful for a reason. You don't have to have, that doesn't have to be your end-all, be-all alliance. The point is that you have your core and then you expand to a bigger alliance. Some of them understand that. Some of them are like, oh, we could possibly have more people in our alliance. That would make us too powerful. We'll see where this goes, but there's definitely something that's going to form within this larger group of people. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I get them being really hesitant to these big alliances that have happened in the past 5 years or so. And as you said, like, they do work, but I just wish that they kind of also understood why that they worked and then maybe use those to their advantage. So maybe, like, you know, the core thing, like, why aren't they realizing that, like, within those big alliances, there's also, like, the people that win the game. So yeah, hopefully they'll figure it out. I understand, though, being hesitant of, like, being a really shitty large alliance that's not really considerate of other people on the other side and all that stuff. I get that, but I wish that they understood the mechanics of the big alliance and then maybe use it to their advantage a little bit, because they kind of have to have a big alliance, sort of.
Mm-hmm. It seems as though this Slaughterhouse idea is actually being discussed as we speak between Azza and Frenchie. I think Slaughterhouse may end up being our first big majority alliance of the season. My guess is that all of these people that are being discussed will eventually be included in some fashion. You know, whoever the core of the Slaughterhouse becomes, if this is what's going to happen, I think, you know, people like Tiffany, Derek F, Whitney, even, I think they're all probably going to be included. But this trio is very, very key here. The Azza, Claire, Hannah trio, if they can be solid in this and be included in the core of whatever is going to happen, this could be a very powerful trio. Of course, Frenchie in a good position here as well. Again, not a lot of personal connections to this group, but you don't really need to have a ton of personal connections if you have a good setup, which as the first HOH, you definitely have the potential to create. So we'll see where that goes. And that's really what we saw from last night. There's a lot that went down. But those were like the key highlights that I was looking at. Was there anything else that you had, John?
I didn't see it, but I saw on Twitter, and I don't know if it's just somebody typing something or if it's actually truth. But I'd read that Derek X wants to target potentially Claire because Claire is a powerhouse.
I didn't see that either. I heard them talking about Claire being a powerhouse, but it seemed like a positive thing to me. Because he was talking with Kyland about Kyland liking Claire a lot. And he said that he liked Claire. And then he talked to Travis and they mentioned that they thought Claire would be a powerhouse. But I didn't hear them talk about targeting her in a serious way at all.
But yeah, like the next week was that like the trio, like, so anyways, that's the only thing that I saw speculated on Twitter that I didn't see personally. So I was wondering if you saw it, but that's it. Like, I know you got it all. All my notes are we're in sync.
There you go.
I only missed a little bit with my actually taking a nap. You
know? Yes. I mean, like I said, I did see the conversation where he mentioned that Claire was a powerhouse. But again, it seemed like a positive thing to me. I don't know if it was misinterpreted or if there was another conversation. But I have seen that people are talking about Claire potentially being targeted by him. But I don't think that is what's happening as of right now. And honestly, even if it was, it's such early days and it's not like he has the power to target anyone right now anyway, that I don't think it matters. All right. So let's just do a quick summary here of the players that we've got. And then we'll wrap this up we're already over an hour in to our first night of
shots.
Alyssa, rocky start. But it seemed like she caught on a little bit. She's got this connection to Derek F. She, apart from that, she's very vaguely with the women. She was talked to by Frenchie with a lot of the other women. She's talked to them, but they don't seem to want to include her too much. She has a couple of, she has like working relationships with a lot of people, but nothing too solid. She's really going to want to find a home if she wants to be effective in this game. And right now she does not have that home. Azza potentially in a great position here. If this big alliance ends up forming and she is part of it, a lot of people talked about liking Azza. It seems like she definitely has the potential to be in a pretty good position. Again, this trio, what you want is to have a majority within the majority within the majority. And this isn't something that I think that has been intentionally set up necessarily, but if this is going to be a majority alliance that is set up via the first HOH, Azza is in one of the better positions to benefit from it. We then have Brent, who is basically connected to Christian.
And Frenchie, apparently.
Mostly it. He did connect a little bit with Derek X. Derek X seemed to like Brent, but anytime that Derek X brings up that he likes Brent, it's kind of shot down by Travis. A little iffy there. And obviously Brent is our first target of the season. Brittany doing very well, has been very social. A lot of people liked her. And she seems to be in a pretty good position and has helped push an alliance, a potential majority alliance here. I don't know who she has as a like solid one-on-one, this is my person connection, but it's still very early days, so that might not matter. Christian, kind of out there on his own as well. He's kind of got the bros a little bit, but not really. And apart from that, he is, still kind of just looking for things. Not somebody to be overlooked by any means. Claire seems to be struggling a little bit to connect with some people early on in the night, but later in the night, we saw that she has her people with Hannah and Azza, and that she has managed to sort of like land herself in a decent position. Kyland also seems to really like her.
I think it's also really good for Claire because she wants to have like a real women's alliance, not just women coming together because they're women, but people that connect with personally and game wise. And so these are my, if we bring in Tiffany, those are like my top women for sure in this game. And I think that like the fact that three of them are planning on working together, like I'm really excited for that. So hopefully some history will be made here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Then we have Derek F, who is interesting. He is all over the place and talking to a lot of different people and talking a lot to a lot of different people. I don't know how long this will last. And if he is included in some kind of big alliance, I don't know what that means for the big alliance. He is not really necessarily the kind to be careful about what he says, it seems. So we'll see where this goes. Derek F is definitely one to watch in terms of just where is he going to go? What is he going to do? And what impact is that going to have if he's placed in a position of power?
Yeah, no, I'm just like, he would have HOHitis, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, I mean, it'll be very, very entertaining to watch, but it's going to be, I think it'd be messy.
Yes. Then we have Derek X, who I still get a good vibe from in terms of just his overall social ability. And he clearly has a mind for the game. But I think this has been a rough start for him. He has chosen the wrong crowd. And he's on the wrong season, really. I think Derek X would clean up in a Big Brother, you know, 21 or a 20 or a 22, you know, any season where the sort of more jockey kind of people are successful. This is not that season so far. Mm-hmm. And he needs to realize that fast because it seems like he is investing a lot in the bros of the world. And pretty quickly, he should be able to find out that that is not where
he's when he sees the nominations.
Yes,
like, exactly. Like, oh, okay, I'm just not going to be hanging out with them. I think what would be interesting is if they're going to be asking him for his vote and like, are you going to keep me? Like, that will be interesting to see where he decides to go. Is going to be with the house? Like, so he will be put in a position there because he's growing down with the most likely targets.
I think that he also needs to be concerned about this whole pawn situation. I think that none of the women are touching the block this week. So that only leaves the men as potential nominees. Frenchie and I think Derek F are both eliminated from that pool as well. That only leaves six people. He's not putting up Brent right away. That only leaves five people. I think Kylan is probably the least likely to touch the block, maybe followed by Xavier. So it really starts to narrow down. And I would say that that Derek X is up there on the list of people that could theoretically be nominated as a pawn. And if he's up there as a pawn, he's kind of got some enemies in Derek F and in Whitney already. So
something with Derek
to be concerned about.
What happened with Derek F?
Not like super enemies. I mean, it's just that, you know, Derek F was like, Derek X, you know, and his people and, you know, he's with Travis.
Okay.
So, we'll see. All right. So, you'd think that the obvious pawn situation would be Christian and Travis, but at that point, why not just nominate Brent? I don't know. Frenchie. He's the first HOH. I don't love everything he's doing, but he's in a very good position as the first HOH. He's making a bold move. And I'm for it. Genuinely for it, not only for the entertainment, but also that, you know, he is he's part of something, and he is connecting with multiple people. He is playing the first HOH like you should. We just recently watched Big Brother Canada 9, where the first HOH of that season did not use that power to its fullest potential at all. We are seeing Frenchie walk around, talk with a lot of different people. He could be a little more open with the men of the house to bond with them a little bit. But in general, he is doing what he needs to do to make sure that he's included in things that are happening and using that power to his benefit, which is a good thing. Again, I think he could be doing better, but he is starting from a position of strength to begin with.
Yeah, like with Frenchie, I'm hoping that next week people will remember that he kept them safe, basically. I don't think that he's necessarily set himself up, like I've said, but he's still doing a decent job with not making too many enemies. And so hopefully that will help him and he'll be protected for the weeks coming. Mm-hmm.
Hannah has impressed me again. She just, she's great at the small talk and just keeping conversation going. People seem to like her. Nobody seems very threatened by her. And her age has not been remotely an issue so far. And I think that all of those things are good. I feel good about Hannah. Kyland as well. Kyland has been good. Kyland also kind of in with those bros. That is the downside of where he is right now. But personality wise, I'm still impressed with Kyland. He seems very kind and thoughtful. Something that a lot of people liked was that he came out of the HOH shower and immediately was like, hey, you know, to the women, like, I was looking at the camera angles and, you know, you might want to be careful here because of, you know, this. And it just, you know, seems like probably exactly what we expected of Kyland. And so that's, I think, a good thing for him. A lot of people seem to like him. I don't think that he is on the radar as much in that bro group, even though he has connections to them. But we'll see where that goes. Sarah Beth, I think, has also been fine. I like her. She seems chill. She seems like she can make conversation. But something that I mentioned about Sarah Beth is that I was worried that people might sort of prejudge her based on just like her voice and her appearance. And I do feel like there is a little bit of that where, you know, she is, you know, she's definitely included in things, but like it doesn't seem like she has solid connection points yet. But I think that she seems like very, fine. Like, I think that she should have no trouble here. And I have hopes that, that she will be able to integrate into something.
Yeah. She kind of was having some moments with, Azza, talking about Harry Potter and kind of like connecting there. And so, definitely Azza is a super fan of Harry Potter. So I could think that they have just a little bit things to talk about, which might kind of flourish into something else later on. That's the only person that I really saw her connecting quite well to, but I have a better feeling for her now that I've seen her in the house. I think she's more like than I was expecting her to be. I thought maybe she might be with somebody else being the head of household, obviously could potentially be a pawn or put up on the block just for not necessarily getting along with people right away. And so I do think that she has Azza. Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, doing well. She obviously is connected very well with Frenchie. She also, you know, helped encourage this sort of alliance thing with Whitney. I like what she's doing a lot. I didn't see her socializing too much with people outside of that circle, which could be an issue or could be an indication of a future issue. But for the most part, I'm very impressed with what Tiffany is doing. I think that she has a lot of potential in this game and could definitely be a focal point of some kind of majority group that forms from this week.
Yeah, Tiffany, I've been enjoying her the most because I'm most surprised by how well she's doing in the game. And I really hope she's here for the long run. I'd love to see her get to be involved in this season for as long as possible. So I think that she's setting herself up pretty well. It seems like everybody really likes her. She came in at one point and she broke up a conversation. It was a good conversation too, but she came in with like a big hat on and like people are just like kind of just want to hang out with her and vibe with her. And I think that's a really good place to be in, especially being the oldest person in the house. Like it seems like people enjoy her company. So I'm here for her.
Yes. Travis seems to be doing not that great, a little bit better than Christian in terms of connections. He has, again, mostly been broing down. It's very interesting to see, not only in terms of the diversity of this cast leading toward different potential power dynamics, but also just, you know, Frenchie having won this HOH, and, you know, Christian very easily could have won this HOH, and it would have been an entirely different story of a power balance. But instead you have these bro-y type characters who are, you know, very social guys, kind of isolated amongst themselves, while the power is being consolidated in other areas. And that's basically where Travis is. I think most people are a little bit higher on Travis than they had been, though, and a little bit lower on Christian. But I will say again that I actually feel like if Christian is as good at competitions as I think he could be, I think that he might be more the one to watch out for, even if Travis has been doing a little bit better socially. But again, we'll see.
Like, he's giving me a Tyler vibe. They don't look alike at all, but like, just the confidence that he has in these games are just like, how would you know how to do that so well? He gives off that confidence. And so I can see him doing just equally as well as Tyler did.
Mm-hmm. Whitney. I am probably the most concerned with in terms of what are we doing here? I'm not sure. I didn't get a lot from her. Not only was Derek X kind of like, she seems a little standoffish, but Christian also did not seem to be the biggest fan of Whitney. I'm not sure where this stands. Whitney was talked about to be included in this whole Slaughterhouse thing. I don't know if she ultimately will be. They talked about this parent thing, but she took the wrong tactic, I think, to propose it to Frenchie. I think she needed to hammer down on the parent angle like Tiffany was doing, but she did not. And I think that could cause that whole proposal to fizzle out a little bit if it's not followed up on. And I think it's something that she needs because she doesn't seem to have an in with the Azza, Claire, and Hannah side of things at the moment. She does seem to have an in with Brittany, and that could help her. But, you know,
Brittany didn't include her in that. So
Brittany did mention Whitney's name, but there wasn't a lot of response from Azza. Right. And from what I've seen just this morning, I don't think that Whitney has been included yet in the conversations. Again, this could be jumping the gun here, and maybe she will be included, but there's already some weirdness going on with Whitney, and I think that reasons to potentially be concerned, but you never know.
Yeah, Whitney, I hope that she can turn things around, but I don't think she's going to do very well in this game. I can see her easily being a lot of people's targets, or at least like willing to nominate her. I don't know if she has made like a close, like final two kind of connection with anybody. I think everybody's okay with her. Or a lot of people are okay with her. A lot of people don't particularly like her. And so I don't think that she's in it. I think she's probably in one of the worst position other than being a non POC male.
Mm-hmm. So then of course we have Xavier, who I'm very interested with Xavier. He seems like somebody who likes to narrow in on these one-on-one interactions, which can be a good thing. But it also meant that he did not get around quite as much, as others. And, it seems like he is a bit more, introverted than, perhaps many of the people on this cast. He just in general did not have as much social interaction, I think, with as many people as some of the others. He does seem to have a couple of connections, obviously the one with Alyssa, he does have enough connection with the bros. He talked with Frenchie, but so far there's not a lot of solid ground for Xavier to stand on quite yet. And I'm going to need to see something a little more solid from him for him, if he wants to be in an okay place, again, especially because of who he is, being this big guy, if one of Brent, Travis, or Christian goes home this week, then that's one less other big guy, to be around. And so he's going to need some people around him.
Now he's going in as a bartender. Do you know if he's ever done that before, like in his life? Because to me, he's not coming off as a bartender. Bartenders are usually very personable. They're usually like a little bit of like a ba-da-bump kind of personality, a little bit of show guy. And he's quite reserved. He's coming across more like an attorney than he is a bartender, in my opinion. So I'm just wondering if he actually has that experience or if he's just like choosing an arbitrary profession that he thinks is not threatening.
Yeah, it's hard to know. I don't know if he's ever bartended. But again, I feel like this is I didn't want him to lie about his profession. And I feel like this is one of the things that I was concerned about, that he does seem a little bit reserved and he seems a little bit closed off. And a part of that, I imagine, is that he's lying about his profession. Sarah Beth is another person that seemed to have a little bit of trouble opening up too much. She was able to talk about Harry Potter. She wasn't really able to talk too much about her job or anything else because she's lying about that. And so I really feel like lying about part of your life can really be a hindrance to you connecting with other people because you're holding back. And those people that are holding back, they are missing out on these initial first impression connections that can be very valuable. So again, we'll see. We'll see. And that's pretty much it.
Got everybody? Wow.
That's everybody.
I have to say though, I really like the whole cast for the most part. Like, I'm just like, there's nobody I really, really want to go. Like, I'm fine with all the bros going, like, yes, but like, not really, though. I do want to see them play a little bit. So I'm happy with the casting this season. I think the first 24 hours is a hit, in my opinion. So I can't wait to see the rest of these. Do we know if it's 90 days? How they go?
They were talking about that. They were like, is it 99? Like, they're not sure. And I'm not sure.
And I'm not sure. Yeah.
So that's what we have for you. Thank you guys so much for joining us on this supersized live feed update for the first update of the season. I imagine that we'll get a lot more today as alliances start to form and plans start to come into place. We're going to have some kind of wild card competition, whether that's today or tomorrow. Nominations will likely take place either today or tomorrow. So we're going to have a lot to update you on over the next few days. So make sure you tune in for all of it live every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Hopefully in the future with a little bit more sleep to fuel it.
I don't think so. I think your sleep is done. I think there's so much going on, especially in the beginning when there's 16 house guests. There are all of these different conversations. So there's just a lot to track. And they don't seem to go to bed early in the beginning. So I think that you're going to tired for at least the first month.
All right. Well, stay tuned for all of that. You can, of course, find me on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I was watching the episode live on Twitch last night. I will be doing that with every single episode. So make sure you tune in to watch along with me. We have a lot of fun doing that. Other stuff as well, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, where I tweet out things about things and when I'm doing things. That's basically it. Or sometimes I don't tweet and then
you're on the show.
Yeah. Chantel, where can people find you?
I mean, I'm everywhere. If you go to @ShanfordFriend on Instagram, it has all of my links. And then I'm doing, there's a lot of summer coverage this year with the reality TV. So I'm doing Love Island, both UK and US every day. Doing with Sarah from Nerdtainment. We talk about Survivor South Africa on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, doing The Bachelorette on Tuesdays. And then anytime I'm invited to chat with you guys on Orange Bubba's podcast, I'm here. So I'm around, but find me on my YouTube channel at Reality Realness, 3 S's. That's it.
There you go. And of course, if you want to chat with me and Rob, we will be taking calls on Friday. You can become a patron of Rob as a podcast to access that show. So make sure you tune in for that one as well on Friday, and you can come hang out with us. So thank you guys so much for joining us here on our first update of the season. And see you next time.